From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day one of the Red Letter Challenge.
Hi, I'm Scott Jones, and I'm the pastor here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And today we are kicking off our Red Letter Challenge for the season of Lent. Today is day one of 40 days where we together will be journeying through the red letters of the words that Jesus spoke that are contained in Scripture for us. You may have seen Bibles, and mostly they're older Bibles, that have all the words of Jesus in red. And those are the things that Jesus actually said. Well, there aren't very many places where you can find all of Jesus' words combined together. We look at the seven last words of Christ upon the cross, but what about those other teachings of Jesus? Well, Lutheran pastor Zach Zender decided to put together a study, a challenge actually, using the words of Jesus and inviting us to read those words and then to respond to them in our lives. And so he's grouped those words into what he calls five principles: being, forgiving, serving, giving, and going. I got all five: being, forgiving, serving, giving, and going. And so the first 5 days of the challenge will be introduced to each of those five principles. And then the subsequent 5 weeks, we'll spend a week on each of those principles. So the first principle is being, and that's the principle we're introducing today in addition to this challenge in general. Being. Before we begin to do something, we need to be. It's sort of the premise of the Sabbath. We rest before we do something. We rest after we do something. And the text that Pastor Zender highlights for day one of the challenge is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. This was a text that I reflected on near the end of my time in seminary when we were required to go on a silent retreat. And being silent isn't very easy for me, and it was difficult to spend a whole retreat without saying anything. To be still, to just be, was a challenge for me. So we went to a retreat center for the day, 8 hours, maybe 10. And it was still a challenge for me to not talk. And they actually gave us opportunities to gather occasionally to reflect on the experience we were having. So we weren't even silent for 10 hours. And yet it was difficult for me to just be still and acknowledge God as God. I found that it was easier for me to be doing something, because when I'm still, I have a tendency to go to sleep. And so one of the things that I did during that retreat was to take a walk, and in the western suburbs of Chicago, there aren't really mountains, but I went up to the top of a hill and was able to look out on God's creation. And I could be still in the midst of God's creation and acknowledging God, and to see and wonder at God's creation, and to think about God's love for me, to just be still in the presence of the Almighty. So today I challenge you, I encourage you to find a way to be still, to be in the presence of God. God bless you on this challenge.